Hello and welcome back to the Breathing Deeply Yoga Therapy and Meditation Podcast with Brant Pasalakwa, founder of the Breathing Deeply Yoga Therapy and Meditation School. In this podcast, we answer our students' questions and share information about yoga therapy and meditation with the intention of creating a new paradigm in wellness. Thank you so much for being here. Now let's dive into the show.
Om Shanti. Welcome. So today's talk is going to be about some Ayurvedic ideas and how they apply to this kosha and meditation. So another way to balance the wisdom body is to use different meditation techniques. And use them differently based on the imbalanced dosha, vata, pitta, kapha. So to be clear, we could think about it in a few different ways. You could think about it as imbalanced Vijnamaya kosha, or you could think about it as someone with an imbalanced dosha, such as vata, that's affecting the Vijnamaya kosha. Or the other way would be imbalanced dosha, vata pitta kapha, affecting all or multiple doshas. So all of these are different ways we could categorize it or see it in our mind. Now, really, all these categories or ways of thinking about it are here to help us formulate options to help someone and treat them, right? They're really here for you to organize possibilities in your head when it's not clear maybe what to do. And I would think of it that way more as this is a truth. Like, this person is, you know, definitely vata imbalance in this dosha XYZ. I mean, it's not like diagnosing, right, a disease based on blood test results. So this is ways we think about things and the ways we think about sets of energies in the system and how we might formulate some ideas of how the person can heal themselves. But today we're going to look at imbalanced doshas affecting the Vijnamaya kosha. Again, imbalanced doshas, vata pitta kapha, affecting the Vijnamaya kosha. So we have our techniques, and just to review, we have the focusing on the breath, and we have mantra, and then we have focusing on thoughts themselves arising and falling, and then we have focusing on directing thoughts towards love, metta, and then we have focusing on subtle perceptions in the body, like that spine breath. Now, we could categorize these in terms of which dosha they would help. So let's just go through them briefly. So focusing on the breath, right? All breath-centered things are always going to help balance vata. And also the concentration part may help balance pitta. Not so much kaphas don't usually benefit so much from this. If you focus on a mantra, right, that would be pitta balancing and possibly kapha balancing. Again, the concentration part and also the kind of uplifting, you know, upwardly energetic generating things that mantras have inherently. The focusing on the thoughts arising and falling may help a kapha person sort of get more clarity on what's going on. It'll often help vata. And then you have directing, focusing thoughts towards love, which is a kapha practice. And then you have the spine breath, which is more moving into the subtle body, you know, and perceptions in the subtle body. And that's really multi-dosha, but this could be really good for pitta in terms of sensitizing themselves. Often pitta has problems being sensitive enough to make proper changes, even though they're paying a lot of attention. And then it could also be grounding for vata, balancing the upward and lower energies all the way down and all the way up. And any heart-centered practice, you know, focusing on the heart would be good for kapha. So those are our possibilities. So that's happening. And then what we need to add to that is, you know, how would you sort of tell when, you know, which which dosha is imbalanced in terms of the Vijnamaya kosha. So which, you know, is it Vata, Pitta, or Kapha that's off in terms of this kosha? So a Vata imbalanced person in this kosha is able to sort of hear their own intuition and often know what to do, but gets distracted or has difficulty making a plan or getting it together. A Vata imbalanced person who's imbalanced in this kosha has trouble with present-centered thinking because all the voices or vrittis or thoughts, right, seem kind of equal. And this creates a lot of anxiety and confusion. So that's an imbalanced Vata in the Vijnamaya kosha, in the wisdom body. You're gonna see lots of voices, lots of distraction, and an inability to sort of do the thing that they know is right, right? Because they keep getting distracted and therefore anxious or confused. A Pitta imbalanced individual in this kosha, so not a Pitta person, but someone who has a Pitta imbalance in this kosha, you might see something like this. The person getting obsessed on particular lines of reasoning or actions, right? Unable to stop and widen their perspective. So, you know, you see a sort of obsessive thinking without taking in the bigger picture. And this person will need to soften in order to hear their intuition or inner voice. And what you see coming from that often is addiction or anxiety based in not following their inner voice, and therefore not being able to enjoy themselves or be happy consistently. Sort of an obsessive quality, sort of putting their head down and barreling through, not stopping and able to widen their perspective, even though they understand a lot intellectually, not really being able to sort of slow down enough to see things as they are. And then having often a lot of anxiety right around this. So, you know, when we're not following our sort of dharma in that way, and we have our head down, right, we're not happy. So that's one way to think about that. That's Pitta. And then you have Kapha. And Kapha, you know, usually it looks like when it's imbalanced in this kosha, they simply cannot hear their inner voice, right? And all their decision-making and guidance is from past events at the exclusion of present information. So you'll see somebody who's, let's say, depressed and sort of like things have always been this way and not really seeing what's right in front of them. You'll often see if someone's imbalanced kapha-wise in this kosha, they'll present differently in session with you than in public. So what you'll see is somebody with maybe social anxiety taking like that way and not kind of feeling right out in the world. And sometimes the way that will play out is that you'll see it, you know, where in session they'll see, you'll be seeing the best part of them, you know, really, maybe. Unlike other koshas where you'll maybe be seeing the worst part of them, they're bringing it to the session. So that's something to look out for. So a lot of working out of the past with kapha imbalance. Now, these descriptions that I just gave you give the sort of inner workings of how it works. But these imbalances then often lead to physical and health problems. So you can imagine, right, this stressed out pitta with high blood pressure, or someone with a big kapha imbalance with, you know, obesity or asthma, or a Vata person with all their anxiety having stress-related disorders like stomach problems, etc. And it could play out in all sorts of ways. But many of these physical problems can lead to an imbalance in this kosha, which isn't always obvious to see if you're not thinking in this way. And this is because we all, right, need to follow higher guidance to be happy and healthy people. So we all have to be either following our dharma, if you want to look at it that way, or following our inner voice or our intuition in order for our systems to work correctly. So that's why. So what you'd want to take out of this lecture, right, is that you have the wisdom body and with that wisdom body, you could apply meditation techniques to balance it. And then there's the other possibility, right, that you can go further than that, especially if you've already looked at this person as vata imbalanced or pitta imbalanced or kapha imbalanced or multiple imbalances. You could also break it down further and then use the appropriate meditation technique that would balance that. Now, this is not a perfect science, but I believe like this piece of information, looking at these few meditation techniques, sort of breaking them down to vata, pitta, kapha, will give you a better idea of which one might work for your client and balance this kosha. So if they're using the wrong one, you might be getting some results or a little bit and may possibly switching, right, to one that's more appropriate to balance their vata, for instance. In this kosha, you might see big results. So short lecture, but a lot to sort of process. So please chew on that, yogis. And I look forward to talking more about how we integrate these Ayurvedic ideas into our whole treatment plan across the coaches. Thank you. Om Shanti. Om Peace. Enjoy your day.
Thank you so much for making it to the end of this episode. Please subscribe, rate, and review our show and help us share yoga therapy with more people around the world. If you think this episode will help someone you know, feel free to share it with them. If you love yoga therapy and meditation, you can follow us over on Instagram at Breathing Deeply Yoga, where we share anything and everything to help you advance your understanding of yoga therapy and meditation. For more information about our yoga therapy and meditation trainings and programs, visit breathingdeeply.com. See you in the next episode.